This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
If you've ever wanted to visit all of the national parks in the United States, of which there are 63, Greg Hossfeld is the guy to ask. That's my guest this week on the KHMB Feature of the Week. Hello, Greg. Thank you for being here.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me to discuss this journey.
So you have started when you were 8 or 9 years old, you said. You have visited all 63 national parks. National parks are incredible. They are gorgeous. And you have visited the 63 national parks, and there's a difference between national parks and other park units, and they are, that is what?
So the national park system has, I believe, 430-some-odd units, includes battlefields and grasslands and historical monuments. The national parks designated as a national park, like Yosemite or Yellowstone, there's 63 of those. Designated as and called a national park.
And my understanding is, and we talked about three of them just before we start, you talked about the Arctic Circle, the U.S. Virgin Islands, which I would never have thought of. Let's start with the most unusual or the farthest away, which is the Arctic Circle.
So there's, of the 63 parks, 61 are in states. There's one in the Virgin Islands, and there's one in American Samoa.
Oh.
So if you're looking to travel long distance, the Virgin Islands are relatively close. American Samoa is about 5 hours beyond Honolulu, so way out there.
Okay.
Within Alaska, I believe there's 8 national parks, 2 above the Arctic Circle. One is Gates of the Arctic, and one is Kobuk Valley.
Oh.
So they're way up there, several hours of flying time out of Fairbanks. Fairbanks is the last big city you see on the way to these parks. You get smaller and smaller in towns of 20 and 30 people.
Right.
Until you get to the parks where there's no trail, there's no road, there's no hotel, there's absolutely nothing.
People will say, well, I drove through this park, so that means I have visited this national park. Just because I've been there for 30 minutes, does that constitute a visit to the national park? Or do you, there's something more about getting to know the national park?
So I've met a number of people who said, I've been to all the parks I've visited. We saw people in Gates of the Arctic. Again, Gates of the Arctic is almost 12,000 square miles, 200 miles across, just absolutely massive. I spent about 8 days there. I saw just a sliver of the park. We did see people on bush planes just land and walk a big circle for 30 minutes and take off. And they held up a sign and said, I'm in Gates of the Arctic, and that's true. For some people, the parks like Gates of the Arctic and Kobuk Valley are best visited for the day because, again, staying in the park is a different kind of experience. You're putting up fences to keep grizzlies away from you. You're watching for wolves.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold. There's no bathroom facilities. There's no cooking facilities. It is a great adventure. Alaska is the last wilderness experience in the United States, apparently, and it is phenomenal. And you see the northern lights at night, if you're lucky. Again, you see grizzlies, you see caribou and elk and wolves and just all manner of things coming to visit you. So that is not for everybody. I think if you want to see the parks quickly, you can certainly do day visits to all of them, including Gates of the Arctic and Kobuk Valley. If you want to really get to know them and explore them, it's a much longer, more detailed, intricate, expensive experience, but phenomenal.
Can you describe some of the places that you've been, where you've been, and what has been the most made your heart go, aw?
Yeah, so if you ask this question of everybody who's been to all the parks, and I know one other person who finished this trek.
Well, I was going to say there's not very many.
Yeah, there's not very many. I was one of my friends. I finished with him in American Samoa. He he finished. That was his 63rd. That was my 61st. The highlights, certainly anything in Alaska, if you want to go see some real wilderness, glaciers, animals, you can't go wrong with Alaska. Denali is spectacular and somewhat more accessible. Gates of the Arctic is just vast. You can get lost in the wilderness, and it's an amazing experience. So anything in Alaska has been extremely impressive. I think a little more accessible. Yellowstone was fabulous. Most people really enjoy Yosemite. Again, Yosemite's large. It's about 1,170 square miles. The valley is 7 square miles. I hiked the John Muir Trail with some friends over a number of years, so I was able to see some of the backcountry of Yosemite, which, again, you go out there and you can hike for a couple days and not see anyone. So the backcountry of Yosemite, the backcountry of Kings Canyon is extremely rugged, spectacular, one of my favorite parks. But other impressive sites, we saw the lava flowing at volcanoes, was phenomenal. And then there are some really unusual places, too. Congaree, which is out on the East Coast, if you like snakes, poisonous snakes in particular. It's a wonderful place, tons of mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a jungle swamp, but again, fascinating.
Where was the little island we talked about?
The Isle Royal in Lake Superior. Again, hard to get to. A trip to Minnesota, and then you can take a challenging 3-hour boat ride through the surf of Lake Superior. It's like being on the ocean, or you can take a bush plane, just a small flight. Really, really remote. It's probably one of the quietest places I've ever been of the civilized parks. I found it extremely relaxing. It's a series of little islands, but one significant island with a lodge and a tiny restaurant and a tiny bar and grill. And just quiet and nice hiking. It's one of the few places in the world where moose and wolves coexist.
Really?
I did see a moose, didn't see any wolves, which was probably a good thing. But again, very, very relaxing. Just a beautiful place to take a couple days.
Where did you go in the U.S. Virgin Islands?
Virgin Islands, there is a national park on one of the islands. That's really a nice beach, kind of a beach resort, really pretty, some nice wilderness and some good hiking. It's more on the higher end of national parks than from an experience of wilderness. It is not the traditional wilderness experience. So
okay.
That was the last one. That was earlier last year, and that was my 63rd.
Oh, that's great. Now, you just said there may be a 64th one coming. What can you tell us about this new park that they're planning?
Yeah, so if you look on the internet, there's lots of speculation where the 64th park will be. A lot of states want one that don't have one. The most likely park at this point is Ocmulgee Mounds in Georgia. It's more of a historical indigenous peoples civilization. We did visit there, dragged my wife out there. Because she's been there for most of this journey, not all of it. She decided to forego a lot of the wilder parks in Alaska, but she went out there with me. And I went there just to make sure that once I finished this, they didn't jump ahead of me by a park. So I'm done, and then all of a sudden you're not. But there's a lot of really worthy places. Craters on the Moon in Idaho is on the list. But again, if you look at different lists, you'll see 7 or 8 places that think through the next one. Ocmulgee Mounds is actually legislation that's actually been started to get that done. So hopefully it will be the next one, mostly because I've been there. is why I say that. But I know the process to create a new national park is slow and lengthy and does not happen frequently.
How long did it take you, and why? What prompted this, let me hit every national park in the United States idea?
So, again, I started when I was pretty young. My parents took me to Yosemite and Death Valley. After that, for that next 10, 15 years, I visited a few. I went hiking in the Grand Canyon. As I got more into hiking, which is kind of my exercise of choice, and exploring, the more I explored in the States, the more I enjoyed going to the parks. And by the time I got to about half of them, I thought, most of these are just phenomenal places. I must just see the rest of it, and took my kids to a bunch of them. I got to hike in many, many places. And then by the time you start getting to 50, 52, 53, it's like, well, I got to finish. And of course, at that point, some of the last ones left are the remote ones, American Samoa, which is a long way out, Virgin Islands. And then the Alaska parks, and by the time you get to 57, 58 parks, typically for most people, that last 5 or 6 is really, really a labor of love and time to make the effort to fly into some of these places and then stay there for a while to get to know the park fairly well.
So any advice quickly? I want to do this. So what advice do you have for anyone who's decided they want to hit every park? Do you go by state? Do you just go by nook and by crook?
Within the lower 48, there's 50 some odd parks. Again, there's a few in Hawaii, but you can get through the lower 48, make road trips out of it. You know, find out and decide what motivates you. Is it hiking? Is it animal watching? Is it stargazing? And then kind of pick your path there. And again, decide how you're going to do it. If you're in a hurry to get all 63, you can do that. You'll miss a lot. But some people don't have the time that I did. I was really fortunate to have that, some of those days where I could plan and just kind of float around. And then again, I think a sense of adventure is critical. The North Cascades Park up in Washington, you can drive through. If you're going to go hiking, it is remote. It's rugged. It's steep. It's the most dangerous park by number of visits. You have to decide really what your motivation is and what makes you want to see them, and then you'll put them together. But it's hard to visit these one at a time.
Right.
Some people take a full year and rent an RV and go across the United States, a great way of doing it.
If you can afford it,
you have a full year just to travel.
There you go.
You can make a lifetime travel plan just seeing the national parks. Again, most of them are in the 48 states. A few of them are a little more distant. But if you're not somebody who likes to travel internationally, as an example, seeing all the parks is really a worthy goal, and you would enjoy all the parks I enjoyed. And a couple I probably wouldn't see again. A couple were a little on the rougher side, but overall it was an incredible experience, and I'm revisiting a lot of them now since I've got a better camera and have a little more time.
And retired. Yes.
Going to see a few of them some more, and again dragging my wife when she's willing to go to some of the less rugged places. She'll be at 50 national parks on her own pretty soon, and I think my kids saw 20 or 30 while I was dragging them all over the place.
Well, thank you, Greg Hausfeld, who has visited all 63 national parks in the United States. I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is the Feature of the Week.
Makes you want to take a trip, doesn't it? Thanks for Cindy Menzel for our Feature Story of the Week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. And now let's take a little trip back to what the coastside was like some 39 years ago. It's all possible thanks to Cameron Palmer and the KHMB Time Machine. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
Where were you in February of 1987, and what were things like in Half Moon Bay? Well, checking the local archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, a four-hour cleanup snarls traffic after diesel fuel spills. An inattentive trucker spilled about 30 gallons of diesel fuel near Main Street, triggering a four-hour cleanup and snarled traffic. The truck driver left the diesel pump running at Olympic Gas Station on Main Street and 92 while he crossed the street at 7-Eleven. Impacts of offshore oil drilling on the coast will be studied. The possible impacts of offshore oil drilling involving San Mateo have been requested by the County Board of Supervisors. The county is now on record as opposing offshore drilling because of impacts on tourism and fishing. And volunteers sought to participate in a hug-a-pet training session in an effort to comfort sick and lonely seniors. Peninsula Humane Society will begin hug-a-pet training sessions. More volunteers are needed to join the nearly 60 current volunteers as their companion animals who regularly visit residents at convalescent homes, senior centers, rehabilitation centers, and extended care units. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Let's start parking at our shopping centers. I wonder if anyone else has noticed parking space shortages due to the many designated spots. Here's a sampling. Some of the restrictions that we're up against. These spaces reserved for things such as prescription pickups only, grocery store order pickups only, parking for bank customers only, despite not many people usually parking there, McDonald's customer parking only, electric car charging spaces only, and of course the handicap spots only, which I totally am for. But if none of these apply to some of us, and so we just keep circling and circling the parking lot, it's actually stopped folks from rolling out a basket of grocery in hopes of getting their spot. How about parking for us folks who don't fit any of these categories of designated spots? I know, allow more time for shopping, or I should say parking, but just had to get that off my chest. Keep calm and park on. 1987, and finances top the news. On Monday, October 19th, the stock market crashes with a 508-point drop on a 22.6% of the total market. Stock markets around the world follow with and fall. By the end of October, Australia has fallen almost 42%. Canada, 22.5%. Hong Kong, nearly 46%. And the United Kingdom, 26%. Also in the UK, two major transport disasters happened when a cross-country ferry capsizes, killing 193 passengers and crew. An underground fire in the King's Cross Tube Station, killing 31 people. And if it was not enough, England also suffers one of the worst storms in history when hurricane force winds hit much of the south of England. Here at home, a 1987 cost of living snapshot shows America making, on average, $24,000 a year. A new home costs you $92,000. A new car, about $10,000. And a gallon of gas, to show it off, 89 cents a gallon. A pound of bacon is $1.80. And a dozen eggs is 65 cents. Popular films include Good Morning Vietnam, Three Men and a Baby, Dirty Dancing, Moonstruck, and RoboCop. In popular music, this duo teamed up for a 15-week heat, climbing to a solid number one and getting an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1987. Here's Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes with I've Had the Time of My Life.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall.
Her name was one of the most popular ones in the United States. The name was popular in the United States from 1970 to 1990s. And this female artist made sure everyone knew it with this number one hit. Here's Tiffany with Could Have Been. Until next time in another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967 6060 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and this week's Financial Focus, tax-saving moves you can still make for 2025. Tax season is upon us, and while April 15th may seem like it's right around the corner, you still have time to make some strategic moves that could lower your 2025 tax bill. Whether you're looking to reduce your taxable income or set yourself up for a more secure financial future, these options are worth considering. Contribute to an IRA. One of the most popular tax smart moves is contributing to an individual retirement account. You have until the April 15th filing deadline to contribute to an IRA for the 2025 tax year. You can contribute up to $7,000 or $8,000 if you're 50 or older. If you choose a traditional IRA, your contributions may be tax deductible depending on your income level and whether you participate in an employer-sponsored retirement plan. Your earnings grow tax deferred until you withdraw them in retirement. With a Roth IRA, you won't get an immediate tax deduction, but your earnings can grow tax free if you follow the withdrawal rules. Max out your health savings account, HSA. If you're enrolled in a high deductible health plan, the health savings account offers triple tax advantages. You can still make HSA contributions for 2025 until April 15th. The limits are $4,300 for individual coverage and $8,550 for family coverage. If you're 55 or older, you can contribute an additional $1,000. HSA contributions reduce your taxable income, the money grows tax-free, and withdrawals for qualified medical expenses are never taxed. Plus, HSAs have no use-it-or-lose-it rule. Your savings roll over year after year, making an HSA a valuable tool for building resources to cover health care costs in retirement. Self-employed? Consider a SEP IRA. Business owners and self-employed individuals have another powerful option, the SEP IRA. You can make contributions for 2025 up until your business tax return deadline, including extensions. For 2025, you can contribute up to 25% of your compensation with a maximum of $70,000. This can significantly reduce your taxable income while building your retirement nest egg. Don't forget required minimum distributions. If you turned 73 in 2025, make sure you've taken your required minimum distribution from your traditional IRA or 401k for 2025. Missing this deadline can result in a steep penalty, so it's important to verify that if your 73rd birthday was in 2025, your RMD has been withdrawn before April 1st, 2026. Consult a professional. While these moves can help reduce your tax burden, everyone's financial situation is unique. Before making any major financial decisions, it's wise to consult with a tax advisor or financial advisor who can provide guidance tailored to your specific circumstances. The April 15th deadline is fast approaching, but you still have opportunities to make smart choices that could benefit both your current tax return and your long-term financial health. Don't let this window of opportunity close without considering your options. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay. If you grew up in the 90s, you probably remember a very specific poster hanging in your school cafeteria. It was a big yellow triangle telling you to eat 6 to 11 servings of bread, cereal, and pasta every single day. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news for my fellow bagel lovers, but that old 1992 pyramid, it's been retired. Actually, it's been overhauled entirely. Today, we're diving into what the new food pyramid, now known as My Plate, actually looks like, and why your dinner plate should look less like a bread basket and more like a garden. When I come back, we'll take a look at what your new plate might look like. First, this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there, this is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay. And today we're talking about the new food pyramid. Toss out the bread, cereals, and pasta. The new food pyramid is called My Plate. Your plate, my plate, all plates should now look more like a garden instead of a bread basket. The new My Plate guideline is all about visual proportions. Instead of counting servings, which, let's be honest, nobody has time to track, the focus is on what your actual meal looks like. Here's the golden rule of the new plate. Half your plate should be fruits and vegetables. The other half is split between grains and protein. And a small side of dairy or fortified soy rounds it out. The biggest takeaway? The old pyramid put grains at the bottom as the foundation. Now, plants are the star of the show. It's not just about where things go on the plate, but what those things are. The new pyramid logic emphasizes nutrient density. Grains. We've moved away from white everything. The goal now is to make at least half your grains whole grains. Think quinoa, brown rice, or oats instead of that fluffy white bread. Protein variety. It's not just a steakhouse anymore. The new guidelines encourage lean proteins, beans, peas, lentils, seafood, and seeds, rather than just heavy red meats, a sugar skeleton. The old pyramid was a bit vague on sugar. The current guidelines are crystal clear. Limit added sugars to less than 10% of your daily calories. That's the hidden stuff in your yogurt, soda, and even salad dressings. You might be wondering, why do they keep changing the rules? It's simple. Science caught up. Food scientists now say that the high-carb focus of the 90s contributed to a rise in type 2 diabetes and heart disease. The new model focuses on chronic disease prevention. It's less about fueling up for a marathon and more about giving your body the fiber, vitamins, and healthy fats it needs to run smoothly for 80-plus years. Don't stress about measuring out half a cup of this or 3 ounces of that. Just look at your plate. If it's colorful and half of it is covered in greens or fruit, you're already winning the game. Change is hard, but your heart and your energy levels will thank you for it. Whether you're eating off a plate, a pyramid, or directly over the sink at 2 a.m. like a civilized adult, just remember, as long as you aren't 60% pasta by volume, you're doing better than the 90s. I'll be over here trying to figure out how to fit a circular pizza into a triangular food group. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel.
the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California.
Every week on Coastside Carousel, we bring you the people who make this community spin. Musically, that is. And today I am thrilled to introduce a guest who knows exactly how to find the harmony between a secure future and a life well lived. It's Kelly Morlock. She's been a fixture at KHMB for many years, first as a host of Coastside Carousel, and now she has her own segment on Radio Magazine's Financial Focus. With an MBA from USC and a sociology degree from Berkeley, she spent over two decades in the financial world. Her current role is as financial advisor at Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay. And when she isn't solving financial puzzles, she's the board president for Living Jazz, singing her heart out with the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir. Music and money is her jam. Kelly Morlock. Kelly, welcome to Coastside Carousel. Now, how does it feel to be on the other side of the mic, so to speak?
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside. This is
all those
KHMB,
years of doing Coastside Carousel, and here I'm interviewing
and
you. And really,
FM,
it's my pleasure. You know, when I listen to your shows over the last 5 years, I don't think you gave yourself enough credit in your world for what you've accomplished. How did you get into music as a kid?
They said I had a loud mouth and I should join the choir. Literally. So that started back in grade school, and then we just had great music programs growing up in Davis back in the day when they still funded music in the schools, and I was part of the choirs in junior high, and we did the musicals in junior high, and then in our high school had all sorts of choirs. They had the concert choir, they had the madrigal choir, they had the jazz choir, and I went for all of them. I was in the jazz choir my sophomore, junior, and senior years, and then I finally made it into the madrigal choir as well in my senior year. So
it sounds like it was all choir. Did you ever sing in any jazz bands, blues bands, rock and roll bands throughout all that process?
Not back then. That was mostly here on the coast when I moved here in 2003. And I met some fellow musicians, and I've sat in with a couple groups. When I was between jobs for a while, I fronted a group and learned that's no fun having to chase down checks from the bar to pay your band. So I didn't really keep going with that. And I kept going with the choirs, especially the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, because it's so fulfilling and our director is so amazing. And we just get to create magic as we sing.
This is Coastside Carousel. That is Kelly Morlock. I am Mike Dale. A very special treat for us to have her on the other side of the mic, talking about her life rather than her interviewing everyone else all the time. Now, Kelly, you mentioned that you have a CD that you brought with us today. You're going to feature some of the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir's material. You gave me three songs. Do you want to pick one and talk about it a little bit, and then we'll play it?
Sure. Wade in the Water is probably one that most people know. And there's been so many versions over the years. I remember the first time I heard that song, it was Ramsey Lewis playing it when my dad got the record in the mail, his record club, feature of the month. And we just started dancing to it. He's like, now this is real music. So that song's always been something that warms my heart. And the version we're hearing here is a traditional spiritual version, which is sung by the slaves started singing in this style so that their owners would let them sing, because singing was part of their nature and part of their communication, the way they communicated coming from Africa. And they had to sing in a style that the owners could understand, so that they didn't feel like they were saying secret things. But in these spirituals, there would be a secret language still about troubling the water. And, you know, there's all sorts of symbolism that could be hidden in the lyrics. and the way that they would sing it. So it served purpose, the purpose of them being able to sing and have enjoy that experience and also continue communicating in a certain way as needed if they were trying to get away from things.
Let's hear it now, Coastsiders. This is Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, Wade in the Water, on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside and some of the famous bands to visit the coast. Today we're celebrating the life and music and money of Kelly Morlock, who used to be a Coastside Carousel host for many, many years
And then she passed the torch to me, and I am honored to be doing the show with you today. We are celebrating also, Kelly, Black History Month. Do you want to talk about that a little bit and how close that is to your heart?
Absolutely. As you guys know, I sing gospel music because it makes me really happy. It's something I've always wanted to do, and I finally started doing it about 20 years ago. Actually, 30 years ago is when I first started through Foothill Gospel Choir at Foothill College. This is the 50th anniversary of there being a Black History Month. President Ford started it back in 1976, and it's to celebrate the accomplishments of Black Americans in our country and to acknowledge their history and the making of our country. And as my director, Terrence Kelly, says all the time, there wouldn't be any American popular music without the spiritual, without the traditional Black music. The only other American music is from indigenous peoples here. So everything is layered on Black music that created the blues. Country music comes out of it. American classical music comes out of it. Jazz, rock, R&B, Lettucey, Luther, as he says. No Beyonce without it. So it's super important to acknowledge and to celebrate. And I'm a proud member of Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir for, I guess this is my 19th year. I started there in 2007. And I also participate in Living Jazz since 2006. I went to Jazz Camp West that takes place out in the hills just south of town at Jones Gulch YMCA camp. That's been going on for 42 years. This is our 42nd season. There's also a kids camp out there called Jam Camp in July every summer at Redwood Glen. And the organization also produces a Martin Luther King tribute over Martin Luther King weekend in January. And they've also started having music education in the East Bay schools because that was underserved. So these are things that we do to celebrate Black music and music from the African diaspora. There's also Latin American style music and things like that that we teach in rhythm and dance classes as well as music classes.
Is this your busiest month of the year? This along with December when you're doing sort of the holiday performances and the like? Is February also your busiest time of the year?
Yeah, traditionally it's been December with all the holiday performances for the choir and then February for Black History Month. Since they added Juneteenth as a holiday in June, which is the celebration of the last slaves learning that they were emancipated in Texas, because it took them a couple of years to get the information there. That is now a national holiday as well, and that's added a lot more performances in June as well. Plus, it's Pride Month, because Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir is an inclusive community for people of every color, creed, taste, religion.
That's really good to know, because then I have another excuse to book you on the show in June so I can go February, June, and December. What do you think about that?
Hey, why not? I mean, June is when we have our jazz camp, the second week of June. So I'm going to pitch that right now. You can sign up at livingjazz.org and find out more information about Jazz Camp West. It's for kids from age 15 to 99. So everybody's eligible. You don't have to be super proficient. You just need to have a love of music. You can sing, play instruments, dance, celebrate life. We just get together and get our wings going again, running around in the redwoods.
Let's play another song, Kelly, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more and wrap it up. What song do you want to pick next?
If we just have one more, let's do Good Night.
Okay, tell us about it.
Another traditional spiritual, and this one I like because I know the soloist on it. He's just the nicest guy and has such a sweet voice. And it's just kind of uplifting. Good night, the Lord is coming, and doesn't matter what else is going on, good things are going to happen.
We really mix it up here on Coastside Carousel. This is the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir and the song called Good Night on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Good night, the Lord's coming.
Good night, the Lord's coming. Good night, the Lord's coming. Knocking at the door flew open and the love comes streaming down, 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 Lord, down.
They found him in Gethsemane.
Found him in Gethsemane. Found him in Gethsemane. Knocking at the door. The door flew open and the love come streaming down, 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 Lord, down.
They wrapped him in white linen.
Wrapped him in white linen. Wrapped him in white linen.
Knocking at the door flew open and
and then the love comes streaming down, 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 Lord, down.
It's gonna be a good night, the Lord's coming.
Good night, the Lord's coming. Good night, the Lord's coming. Knocking at the door flew open and the love comes streaming. Down, 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 Lord, down. Good night, the Lord's coming. Good night, the Lord's coming. Good night, the Lord's coming. Knocking at the door, the door flew open, and the love comes streaming. Knocking at the door, the door flew open, and the love comes streaming. Down, 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 Lord, down.
It's Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and we're hearing words and music today with Kelly Morlock, music and money, I should say, because she is in the money world. Today it's about music, right, Kelly? And she was a longtime host of Coastside Carousel. Kelly, remind me now, when Jim Henderson, our boss at KHMB, asked me to take over Carousel, were you just getting too busy at that time? You were working at Edward Jones, but then you wanted to be your own investment advisor. Did I get that story right?
Yeah, I've been with Edward Jones for 14 years. I helped build and grow and manage one of the branches in town. And when that advisor retired, I had an opportunity to become a financial advisor myself. So I had studied and gotten ready for it and got all licensed and was supporting our clients in that capacity for some time. And then when he stepped down, I got to step up and go into the other Edward Jones branch here in town. So I'm located next to Ace Hardware now with Warren Barmore.
How excited are you about your stage of life right now, Kelly?
Oh, I'm thrilled. I feel like this is what I've been meant to do my whole life, and I'm really glad I finally got here. Singing and helping people manage their money, it couldn't be better.
Now, you talked a little bit about your calendar for the year. We have Black History Month this month. You have June, you're busy with the jazz camp. And then in December, it's also the Interfaith Choir as well. What else is going on for you in 2026?
Those are the things we're doing with Living Jazz. We actually are actively searching for a new executive director. Our former one, Liz Luke, was so good at her advocacy for arts nonprofits that the city of Oakland took her. She's become the new cultural affairs manager over for the city of Oakland. So if you know of anybody who is interested in supporting the arts and has background of being able to help raise money and run an organization like that, we, our budget's up to almost $2 million over in the East Bay. Check out livingjazz.org. That job posting will be up soon, if not already. And so we're actively looking for that. We're always looking for board members and people who want to support the organization as well. Financially, we're happy to help you become a trailblazer of hope by supporting our scholarship fund. It's a quasi endowment that we're building so that our programs are always accessible. And then tax season's coming up. That keeps us busy here with people with their late tax planning. You can do tax planning any time of year, but a lot of people put it off to March and April. So we're getting busy here at Edward Jones with that. And I'm always busy looking for ways to help people manage their money. So all year long, we keep it going.
Our good friend Cameron Palmer has open mic night down there at Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. Do you ever get the jag, because you live in the area there, to go down there on open mic night and just let it loose? Do you ever do that anymore?
Because I don't play an instrument to accompany myself, I don't often go, and it's towards the end of the week. I'm usually pretty beat, but it's definitely a great time there. And, you know, if somebody plays an instrument and wants a vocalist, I'd be happy to work with you to put something together for that.
Can you sing any style of music, Kelly?
I've sung many styles, country, rock, blues, jazz. I don't do hip hop.
What a gift.
the great Kelly Morlock. Thank you so much for jumping in on Carousel today.
Thanks for having me, Mike. It's fun to go back to the Wayback Machine of Coastside Carousel.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, we heard that our founding fathers were largely atheists, agnostics, or deists. The writings of founding father Richard Henry Lee strongly refute that assertion. Richard Henry Lee was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and he is specifically the man who made the motion in Congress that America separate from Great Britain. Following his death, his papers and correspondence, including numerous original handwritten letters from other prominent founding fathers, were passed on to his grandson. After having studied those letters, this was how the grandson described our founding fathers. He declared, "The wise and great men of those days were not ashamed publicly to confess the name of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In behalf of the people, as their representatives and rulers, they acknowledged the sublime doctrine of His mediation."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.